Bonus episode 31, Praying for Las Vegas.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Today, I come to you with a somber heart, a grateful heart, and a hopeful heart. These past few days have been much longer than normal. The loss of innocent lives, all heroes in their time. Praying for Las Vegas. No matter where you are around the globe, you've heard of this mass shooting. And at times, it just freezes us in fear. I've heard so many comments in regards to, I don't want to raise my children in a world like this. Then you know what? We don't have to. Instead of living your day out in fear, live out your day with love. For every life lost, we should celebrate their life by giving to others. It's not easy to understand and wrap our heads around what could happen and what did happen. We don't fathom that a simple concert can be so destructive all at the same time. But know that there is still hope. Amidst all of the chaos this world brings, there is still hope because we have a risen Lord. Jesus is with you right now in your presence. He is comforting those who mourn. Matthew 5:4 said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Sometimes we don't know how to reach out to those. I've had friends impacted by this horrible incident in Las Vegas. And I'm at a loss of words, and I use words every day to come and speak to you and share to you, but sometimes our hearts are frozen because we just don't understand. We can't comprehend, but God does. He understands. He sees your heart. And today, I believe He is challenging each of us to love out loud. Just prior to this horrible incident in Las Vegas, they all joined in song and sang, "God Bless America." You see, we can't live out our days just going through the motions. If this rattles you at all, then change your everyday and make it an intentional day. Go out knowing that this is what I want to do. Love those around you. Smile at a stranger. Compliment a coworker. Send a text to an old friend. Give a hug for no reason. You can impact right where you are. You can be the everyday hero. We lost a lot of heroes in Las Vegas. And if your family was directly impacted, I am praying for you right now. But we serve an incredible God, a loving God, a God full of grace and mercy. And He is there for you in your storms. Don't run away, but run towards God. If nothing else, that should stir your heart. Pray for Las Vegas. Lift them up. Do what you can do within your own community. Because with each of us around the entire globe, we can make a difference. You're a difference maker. You're a game changer. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Don't let your everyday just be an everyday. Live it like it's a holiday. Celebrate life. Celebrate with smiles. And yes, when hard times come, and they're going to, go to God, for He will comfort you. We will rise above this. Las Vegas will be stronger for it. We will be stronger as a nation, and we will be stronger as a global community around the world. Let's not sit back and let one person change how we are to be living out our lives, but no, go and impact today. Be intentional with what you say. Love your friends, your family, your neighbors, your strangers, right where they're at. Jesus meets us right where we're at. I just really felt compelled that I needed to come on and do a special bonus episode. And for a couple days, I got to tell you, I wrestled with what to say. And I'm letting this go unedited. Sometimes unediting is the better of the episodes. Just allowing you to hear my heart, real and raw. I want to read you a poem my father wrote years and years and years ago. And I think it will touch your heart. Remember what's important. I woke up chilled this morning, pulled the covers over me. My mind said, it's still summer. But the air said, can't you see? Today we've changed our seasons, went from summer into fall. The temperature was 85. It's cold out. That's not all. It rained some through the night, my friend, and washed the grass and leaves. But in the halls of our workplace, there is someone who grieves. They like the way it was before. They say as they do walk. And yet, without this difference, there's nothing for to talk. I find it very interesting, of all the things we say, that most of all we talk about will happen anyway. It really matters not, my friend, of weather, how we feel. What matters most is you and me, the things that are so real. So next time you do find yourself talking about the weather, remember what's important, friend. 'Tis when we are together. Today we pray for Las Vegas, for those impacted, for the heroes, for the first responders. And I want to extend that prayer around the globe, where you are in your country, where you stand. Maybe you feel defeated at times. Don't be. God's on your side. We don't always know what's going to come our way. But with God, nothing is impossible. I promise you, He will give you joy back in your heart. It may be a different joyful noise that He makes within you that stirs you. But I promise He will rejuvenate your spirit and give you exactly what you need when you need it. Cling to Him. Cry out to Him. He wants to be there with you. Join with me in praying for Las Vegas and sending our love around the globe. Because I'm telling you, my friend, my sister, and brother in Christ, when we come together, when we unite as one, nothing is impossible. And the beauty will be glorified. God's beauty will be glorified. Again, thank you for joining me today. We can overcome this, and we will. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.